kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako niso lahko počeli. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži, drži.
Ob prvem koledarskem poletnem dnevu posvečamo današnji kultivator Braziliji, v kateri je vročina presegla vremenske okvirje. Že lani je gibanje za brezplačni javni prevoz začelo s protesti, s katerimi so iskali pravičnejšo rabo mestnih avtobusov, podzemnih železnic in tramvajev. Pred dobrim tednom je večina brazilskih mest dvignila cene avtobusnih prevozov, kar je sprožilo najmnožičnejše proteste po letu 1992. Takrat je ljudstvo zahtevalo odstop izvoljenega predsednika Fernanda Colorja de Mela, kar je tudi doseglo. Prvotne zahteve protestnikov, teh je po vseh večjih mestih na 10 tisoče, so se skoraj takoj dopolnile z zahtevami po boljšem javnem zdravstvu, sociali in šolstvu. Vlada, pravijo, bo milijarde evrov vložila v svetovno nogometno prvenstvo in olimpijske igre leta 2016, medtem ko denarja za kvalitetne javne storitve ni. Na ulicah brazilskih mest se je tudi včeraj zvečer zbralo na 100 tisoče protestnikov, kar se je v nekem trenutku sprevrglo v precej brutalne spopade med protestniki in policisti. Mnogi so mnenja, da so nasilje sprožile neonacionalistične skupine, ki skušajo gibanje izkoristiti za svoje partikularne interese. Vendar policija ne dela razlik med protestniki. Za začetek si poslušajmo, kaj se je včeraj dogajalo v Rio de Janeiro. Govori sodelavka Transnacionalnega inštituta Diana Aguiar.
At this moment, it's more all the conversations that are happening is about what happened yesterday night, especially how the police was repressing people in Rio and in some other cities, but Rio was the most dramatic case last night. The police actually put 400 people, mostly young students, under siege inside of a public university, and they could only leave that escorted by lawyers. So yesterday the police repression was very, very huge and violent against population.
Prisluhnite pogovoru z Viranom Kanomijem, aktivistom iz São Paula.
We have to go back to 2005 when a group of people, very young, I think 19, 20, 24, 21 years, began to group around the question of public transportation in some cities in Brazil. I think mostly São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and I think Florianópolis.
Okay.
Where it all began, the other places where it all began. So they were local movements at first, and they are not national. They are not nationally organized as a kind of a party. But they, each free pass movement, I don't know how people are calling that in English, each group in different cities, they are in contact with each other, but they manage to act in coordinated movements, but they are not unified movement.
And that's also, in a certain way, it's what the media sometimes it's discussing, because it seems the movement is very heterogeneous, and
yes,
you don't have, sometimes it doesn't be really unified, like you said. And how do you see this, some sort of, I don't know, explosion of solidarity, people getting along at the streets, taking the streets? How do you see this? How, I mean, what's the core reason why it all started so suddenly?
All right. We have to look very carefully to what is happening now in Brazil in terms of the solidarity, because from my experience, from what I have seen on the streets, I think we had an heterogeneous contribution in support of the movement, and there's some very good people that went to that came to the streets after the violent repression made by the police in last week, Thursday. But there's some people that are trying to take advantage of it and trying to enforce a right-wing agenda on what's happening here. I've seen, I've run from them, neo-Nazis and skinheads that were trying to provoke violent conflict inside the movements on the last few days, and they are.
That's actually is a very, very interesting point. Sorry to interrupt, but here in Slovenia as well, we had some protests some time ago, and we also face the same situation.
Okay, that's expected. and they are acting in concern with part of the big. The big media companies that are trying to impose on the protests a refuse of all the politicians, the idea that they should be against corruption, and an abstract idea of corruption, that it's not the point. The manifestations were pro a public control of the transportation because it's all privatized here in São Paulo, in Rio de Janeiro, and I'm not saying that there's no politicians involved in that. I'm sure if you look at the files, the contracts between the company, the transportation companies and the government, you will find a lot of problems, but this was a focus manifestation. It's a focus political movement.
The way I saw it, it seemed to me that the price of the tickets, this was more symbolic. Like you mentioned, there was a series of issues that trigger this moment. To point a few, perhaps, I don't know, you have this PEC 37, which suggests that will be no investigation regarding the actions of civil and military police, and the corruption as well. And you also have this, the Commission for Human Rights, where it seems to me that it didn't lead to what the public expected, since you have...
I think people are trying to mix all kind of agendas, being those agendas fair or not. I don't think people... there's a very huge movement, and a middle-class movement, that it's following... without really knowing what they are following. This PEC 37, for example, I'm not really sure if I'm pro or against it. I don't know it. I can understand what appears on the media about it. You know, and people throw the then PEC 37, and But and it's not directly related with we began to protest in the first place.
Just changing the focus a little bit, what about the government's response to the protests? I saw Dilma, she made a statement which she supported the protests, but how do you see this connection?
You have to understand the government report, the response, you have to take in consideration the different parties and politicians that are acting. So in the city of São Paulo, the Partido de Trabalhadores has the mayor, but in the state of São Paulo, the Partido Social Democracia Brasileira, which is actually a liberal party, has the governor in command. And the heavy weight of repression by the police came from orders of the government, even if the mayor was connivant. I don't know if that's the word. He let it happen.
Yeah,
he could resist it. But if you see nationwide perspective, you can see that the president is pro the manifestators, because actually it's impossible to be against what is being. I think she's against the Fora Dilma, né? She can't be against corruption, the ban on corruption. Everyone is pro ban on corruption.
Yeah, somehow the protests, they destabilize the establishment. But on the other hand, Dilma herself, she was a militant.
Exactly.
How do you see the future of the movement?
I'm not really sure. I think the important thing now is to stop this agenda robbing that is happening. I think the movement now is stopping to think about what to do next. I'm talking about the Movimento Passe Livre, the Free Press movement, I don't know. And they think now it's time for reflection, for regrouping, to get out of the public scenario, because the public scenario was hijacked by the extreme right movements that are being very violently on the streets. And I don't know. On the other hand, you have these middle class movements that really don't know what they want. And I think that's very clear on the manifestation that happened on our capital, on Brasilia.
Za konec pa še nekoliko krajši intervju z aktivistom Alan Alves Preira.
Alan, did you take part in the recent protests in São Paulo?
Yeah, I was there on Tuesday protest. It was, I think, the second biggest protest.
Okay, and how was it? What impressions did you have out of it?
Yeah, first of all, I think there are a lot of people that don't understand what we are protesting about, because first they thought it was because the bus fare, the raising the bus fare, and now it because of the police violence repressing those protests, people took the streets and start to defend the right to manifest, you know. Like, now we have millions of people in the streets because the people is so unhappy with the government policies, like the World Cup expenses and other things, like the lack of investment in education, in hospitals, in public health. So I think that's why people took the streets.
Besides that, what do you think it's the, I don't know, the right course of action for the movement?
I think right now we don't know what's gonna be, because people, like in decades, it was the first time that people took the street and started to make pressure in the government for the rights, for what is right, you know? Like, the government is corrupt, it's like they rule for themselves and not for the people. So I don't know what's gonna be about, what's gonna come after it, because right now I think the right course is to, I don't know, it's to go to the streets and manifest and ask the government to listen to people, because we never been heard before. I think the right course is to manifest your expressions, and I don't know.
Let me ask you something. Do you see any relation of what's going on in Brazil, which sometimes some people call the Brazilian Spring now, in relation to what's going on all around the globe? Do you see any connection?
Yeah, there is a connection. Like, the main connection is the power of the social network, you know, like Facebook and Twitter and other of those tools. Because I think the government couldn't predict that was a revolution coming, you know, because it started so fast. Only through Facebook events, you know, like, it was really, really fast. People were suffering, and they didn't have the media to express. So I think those revolutions, like the one that took place in Turkey, and the one that took place in Syria, has much to do with those Facebook tools and other social networks.
Alan, I'd like to thank you for your contribution, and we here in Slovenia are sending you our solidarity, and let's together contribute for a better world. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are very happy that other countries are aware of what's going on here in Brazil, and we are very grateful for your support.
Kultivator je danes pripravil Armando.
E, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid, in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi to mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži.